Hi, everyone. My name is Edward Alonzo. I'm from Amarillo, Texas, and this is my first review for Main Menu. The program I'd like to review today is a program that allows you to split MP3 files into tracks. The name of this program is MP3 Clipper, and you can get it from http://www.jfwlite.com. Once again, that's http://www.jfwlite.com. This program works with the WinApp player, which is also available from the ACB Radio website at www.acbradio.com under Download and Player, I believe. And you can work with the files the programs at the same time to obtain the necessary results. Now, before I get into the program, I will explain that the program actually has no installation. Once you start the program, that is the program. So let's say that you may want to go ahead and create a desktop shortcut or some type of hotkey to allow you to get into the program a lot easier than you might normally. So let's go to the desktop here, and I'll tell you right now what I'm running. JFW version 4.5 with a DoubleTalk LT, Windows Millennium, and a AMD Avalon processor, which is equal to a Pentium 4. It's a 1000 MHz processor, which was fast when I got it. So anyway, what I'm going to do is go ahead and load the MP3 clip now, which is already on my desktop, so I'm going to press enter on MP3 clip. And it lands you on the MP3 clip tab. Let me slow my double talk down just a little bit. I forgot to do that in the
context menu.
Okay, maybe
that's not. Desktop. No window. Leaving menus. Taskbar.
We need to go to the MP3 clip as well. Okay. Now we're back on the MP3 clip tab, and what we're going to do is explore the dialog. If you tab down,
source MP3,
edit. The source MP3 is where you will activate your MP3 file that you're going to put into pieces or split. So this is the main MP3 file. So we will keep tabbing down. The load button will allow us to add the MP3 file, which I would like to do at this point. Before I go and do that, let me go in and erase some files that were in this temp directory, because we're not going to need them, and we're going to need to use the temp directory for something else. And so I have to go in and delete these files. Okay. Here we are. Now, we're going to hit the space bar on the load button, and it'll open a regular file dialog box. And the file that I want is in my music directory. So I'll find it. And I'll find the file that I want. Alright, there it is, the Best of Complete CD, a nice, good, long Sting CD. That's a nice, long MP3 file, which is something I would like to be able to split into tracks and be able to put on a CD. So I'm going to press enter on this. And it filled in the MP3 source, which is the Best of Complete. Run the load button. If we tab down,
destination file and directory.
Now the destination file and directory is going to be where we want to actually put the file. So what I'll type in at this point is, now let me go ahead and explain this next button. The next button is actually like a browse button,
set button.
But it's the set button. And if you open that, it gives you a regular save as dialog. And you can put in the directory, and I'm going to title it Sting, okay? And I'm going to save it in the temp directory.
Save.
I'm going to go ahead and go to temp here.
My computer. Drive C.
And I'm going to go to temp. And
save.
So now it's on the directory is. All right, now it's already got its own directory to save the split files in. So the next button is the track list, which we don't need to mess with at this point because it's not in there yet. There's no tracks in a list at this point. So what we need to do is tab down. This next edit box is going to be where it starts counting the songs. And in order for it to count correctly, we have to put a zero in this box. So I'm going to go ahead and put a zero in that box. And then the next button down is the add time button, which we need to do. And that will allow us to start adding time to the tracks so that it realizes which tracks you need to, that you want to grab. So what we're going to do now is there's a second edit box that allows you to
remove time,
which is self-explanatory. It will take the time out. The next button is the
grab Winamp time button.
Magical button. This is the grab Winamp time button, which is what we need to actually make the files split. Well, actually, no, we need the start button for that. But in order for this magic to work, to even start working, we need that magical grab Winamp time button. So what I'm going to do is open the Winamp program at this point.
Winamp 2.8.
And I'm going to go to the, I believe, file is in here. I've got it right here. I'm going to open up, and it's going to start playing automatically. And what I want to do is I want to save the first few tracks here. So I'm going to arrow down and skip through the tracks here. And when I get to a point in the MP3 where I want to save it, I'm going to minimize here.
Recording
Go back into MP3
clip.
Here it is. Now that I'm going to let the song fade out, and then what I'm going to do is grab that time, and it's going to split the first track off. So what I'm doing now is waiting for the song to fade out, and then I'm going to press the space bar when I feel that the song has reached a point where I can stop it and grab that track. So if I go in here, let's see now, go forward just a little bit, because I certainly don't want to cut the end of it off and get a sound at the end. So, okay, so just a little bit more. Okay, right there, we're going to hit the space bar. So now we have the grab one out time. Now we're going to minimize this MP3 clipper, and we're going to go back to Winamp. And we're going to go back in there and fast forward through this track and the next track. And it'll alternately put them in there. So. Alright. Now there it is. I'm going to minimize it. Now I've got to get to the MP3 clip. There it is. And I'm going to grab the Winamp time. I grabbed it just barely in time for the next song to start. I'm going to minimize the MP3 clip tab and go to Winamp and stop play because it's getting on my nerves. So now we have a couple of tracks here, which about three of them. So I'm going to go ahead and close the Winamp file, our program, and I'm going to go into the MP3 clipper. Now, we have them clipped at this time, or not clipped, but basically marked up at this time, which means once we hit the start button, which is the next button on the dialog, if we tab down, this will start doing the job for us. So I'm going to press the space bar on the start button. And now it is magically cutting the file into pieces and placing it in our /temp/sting directory under the number specified. And it's doing its nice little job. And while it's doing its job, I may as well say, by the way, that this is a free program. So if you are interested in it, you can definitely check it out. It's worth checking out. It's a great program. And okay, I'm sure it's probably done its work by now. And if not, well, hopefully half the results have come, because all I need to show you is that they're splitting in tracks. So I'm going to go ahead and close the program.
Recording scene. PC.
All right, now I keep getting into my little recording program here. No, I don't care about that. So I wish there was a way to really hide that thing. Now we're going to go into the My Computer icon and look in temp. And I bet you...
Not selected string 0.mp3 104.
Well, what do you know?
Not selected string 0.mp3 104.
There's our files. And if we tab down or arrow down to the first file, which is 1, I bet you the first file is going to start playing automatically. What do you know? There it is. And you can skip through it just like any other file. And if you go down to 2, 2 ought to start playing automatically. There's 2. What do you know? And it's in its own little track. So you can actually go and make a playlist of these now. And you will have all the files that you want.
Not selected. Menu bar. Menu.
And I'm going to delete these because I don't need them myself. So, anyways, that is how the MP3 clipper works. And it basically allows you to be able to split them. It basically allows you to be able to split the MP3 if you have a long CD like that. But you can also just split an MP3 into parts just because if you have one song. Say you took one of those MP3s that you had and had one song made out of it, which you wanted to multiply into different songs. That would be also possible. So that's how that MP3 clipper works, and you can obtain that free program once again at http://www.jfwlite.com under the programs link. It's called MP3 clip, and I will give you my email address at this point so that you can send me any comments or suggestions or hate mail, if you will. Please don't send me any of that, really. My email address is Edward Alonzo. That's EDWARD Alonzo, no spaces, ALONZO, at Cox, that's COX-internet.com. That's Edward Alonzo at COX-internet.com. Please feel free to send me an email and let me know what you thought of the review. That's MP3 clip. Once again, that's http://www.jfwlite.com under the programs and MP3 clip. This is Edward Alonzo signing off for Main Menu.